You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Dr. Imad Rahim. He is an award-winning author, educator, and entrepreneur. He co-founded two startups, a consulting firm, and a nonprofit agency. He currently serves as the endowed entrepreneur in residence at Oklahoma State University, visiting scholar at Rutgers, and the assistant dean and professor at Strayer University, Jack Welch Management Institute. Dr. Rahim, welcome to Enterprise Radio once again.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric. How's your day going?
Hey, it's going great, and it certainly is good to catch back up with you again. And as we focus on finding investors for our business, what is the most important thing to remember when pitching your business idea to a potential investor?
Well, remember that it is a game at the end of the day, right? It's an investment game. And in the investment game, credibility is very important. You know, it's probably one of the most important things that investors look for. So make sure that your business story, whether it's a product or service, is believable, that it's stuck with facts that they could do research, that they could find, and convincing enough for a total stranger that may have never heard about you, may have never met you, to want to listen, to want to hear more. They may not want to invest right away, but you want them to be interested. And ultimately, pour money into your business, right? That's important. So how do you do this? You know, how does this get done? Well, say how your business is not only awesome, because we tend to talk about how awesome our business is, but also how it will make consumers' lives awesome, because we are talking about the customers. We're talking about the people that we use the product and the services, or how significantly it will improve society as a large, you know, how it will solve a current problem, a phenomenon that everyone is experiencing. So those are my recommendations.
So tell me, how long should our business pitch be?
Well, we have to think about the elevator pitch. I always go back to the elevator pitch. And what exactly is the elevator pitch? It should be long enough where when you get off the elevator with that person, they got enough information where they want to learn more, where they want to understand more about your business. So keep your story snappy. You know, quick, exciting, straight to the point. The last thing you want is an investor to yawn in your presentation or in your pitch. So experts recommend that an elevator pitch does not last longer than 1 minute. So you have to make sure you craft a short version of your pitch long enough where there's also an opportunity to add this version into a more lengthy presentation, which may be attached to a PowerPoint, if you get that opportunity to present it to the larger board or investors. So talking about the actual presentation, don't make it too long, and also don't fill it with unnecessary stuff, you know, like competitive analysis, disclosure agreements, a little long-term projections, things like that. That stuff goes into your business plan. So those are my recommendations. So one, remember the elevator pitch, short, sweet, straight to the point, catchy, but also think about how that pitch could turn into a PowerPoint presentation, which should add some more detail to it to get their attention and excitement.
And I know writing out the pitch is very important. What should one include and consider in their executive summary?
That's an important question. So make sure you pen an excellent executive summary that encapsulates your business ideas. It should narrate it into a crisp and interesting way. So in your executive summary, make sure that you talk about your business, what your business actually does. You know, what does the service provide? What does the product do? And how does this business fit into society? Right? So what type of industry are we talking about? Who's going to be using it? Who are your potential rivals? So who else is doing something similar to this? Who should your investors be concerned about or should be aware of? short-term plans, long-term aspirations, especially when we are talking about forecasting for growth. And also, don't forget to show how these things will benefit not only you and your company, but also the potential investors that are listening. You want to tie it to their interests. So do some research on those investors. Tie it back to, you know, what they are investing in, you know, their interests, what's important to them, maybe some of those nonprofits that they work for, or some of the industries that they have supported and have worked in. So this way you can tie something back to what they look for.
Great information. Today we are speaking with Dr. Imad Rahim, an award-winning author, educator, and entrepreneur who co-founded two startups, a consulting firm, and a nonprofit agency. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, for presentation, should we include images and graphics in our pitch?
Well, you definitely should, but you don't want to go overboard. You still want to make it very professional because pictures are more memorable than words. I always recommend that you insert photos, short videos, and audio files into a PowerPoint presentation. Definitely infographics now. I would recommend that, particularly when it comes to displaying financial projections and other operational metrics, such as a return on investment or profit margins, because that always looks good. Now, infographics run the gamut from patterns and graphs to drawings, sketches, and things like that. There's so many different tools out there, so definitely do some research. But remember to keep it professional, keep it light. You know, you definitely want to make it fun and eye-catchy, but you don't want to overwhelm your audience if they are kind of unsure where you're headed or where you're going or question the credibility of this product and your credentials.
And lastly, what do investors want to hear in the pitch?
Well, at the end of the day, it's like that Jerry Maguire episode, right, where screaming, show me the money, right? So it's that ka-ching, 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 right? Never forget the sound of money. And don't forget why an investor is listening to your pitch. They may like you. They may like your ideas. But at the end of the day, they want to know how will they make money. So always tell these investors how he or she will make money on this investment. In financial jargon, it's called the exit strategy, right? So when you're about to exit, you throw that money in. A well-formulated exit strategy shows investors how much cash they'll recap throughout the life of the investment, but also the amount they'll get when they ultimately sell their stake in the company, because that's what they want to know at the end of the day. They may be very interested in your product. They may like you as a person, but at the end of the day, they want to know what is their return on this investment.
If you would, before you go, tell our listeners where they can be in touch, get more information. Where's the best place for the listeners to do that?
Well, they can connect me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Imad Rahim. Or they can locate me on LinkedIn. Just look up Imad Rahim. I think I'm the only guy out there. And then also you can find me on Facebook, which is titled, the fan page, It's the Forgotten Genocide, A Love Story.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a tip or a final advice for the listeners today on making pitches to investors?
Definitely. Now, most entrepreneurs want to overvalue their businesses. They often are painting an operational picture that is often very rosy. Now, you want to lure your investor into your concept, but you want to use certain techniques that support these attacks. Right, that sync with the industry, what's happening, what's trending, and it can easily be verified. You might lose your credibility to investors if you are trying too hard to oversell your concept, your ideas, or your service. And that's my closing recommendation.
Well, Dr. Rahim, we certainly do appreciate your taking the time to be with us once again here on Enterprise Radio. You're more than welcome to come back anytime.
I appreciate it. You have a great day, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Imad Rahim, co-founder of two startups, a consulting firm, and a nonprofit agency, and currently serves as the endowed entrepreneur in residence at Oklahoma State University, visiting scholar at Rutgers, and the assistant dean and professor at Strayer University, Jack Welch Management Institute. And the website of reference is jackwelch.strayer.edu. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.